This is Audio Mo.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Hopkins. Welcome to the VR Podcasting. Me, that is Audio Mo. Audio Mo with VR Podcasting and Paul Hopkins. That's me and my alias, and Claire Randall, who is also here. So it's going to be for the 24th of June, which was Midsummer's Day. I love Midsummer, and I love the summer solstice, which we touched on earlier in the month, of course, 3 days ago. I think one of the unfortunate things about Midsummer's Day, though, certainly in terms of the US, was the overturning of a law that was 50 years old at least, Roe v. Wade. I always go Roe v. Wade as if it was...
Yes, as in R-O-V-I.
Yeah. Roe v. Wade, in which basically... And Claire's going to help with this because we'll come on to it in a bit, but I don't think we have different views, but anyway, it was basically to allow women in America the right to
have an abortion,
essentially. But was it more rights than they already had? I think it was, and that it was wherever they were in the states.
It had a constitutional heir, basically. And now states are allowed to overturn it, right? So, and many of them have done already.
So we'll come on to that in a second with all the trigger laws and stuff, because you're going to help me with that. I am of the view that, you know, where possible, if we can avoid abortions, then that would be my preference. But that is the only caveat I have. You know, women do have a right, and rightly so. Well, we thought they did. What are you laughing?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you would have the right to... You called?
No.
Oh, to choose. And body autonomy and all that, and this seems like a real, for lots and lots of reasons, a retrograde step. But I'm a bloke, I don't have a womb, and although I have that caveat really for me, Claire is the one with the knowledge and experience.
Yeah, well, this knowledge, is the thing.
Not experience of a woman who is losing rights, maybe.
No, I'm not having. With experience. I've never had an abortion, and I don't think I could. But you know, none of us know where we
situation
end up.
You might end up being in.
Don't. I'm 48. Good God, that doesn't bear thinking about. But having said that, you know, I'm not making the choices on behalf of other people.
Mm.
So I can have whatever view I like. No, my view is women have freedom of choice, and that means a woman can choose to have or not to have an abortion. And that's the thing, people kind of seem to look at freedom of choice as that means you're choosing to have an abortion. Actually, it doesn't. It means you're choosing your own path. So you might choose to have an abortion, but you might choose not to. So, you know, you get women that get pregnant, for example, through contraceptive failure or one night stand or whatever, or in a relationship that's breaking down, and the father goes, no, get rid of it, you know, you have to have an abortion, and the woman still has the right to choose not to do that if she wants to keep the baby. So it's not always it's not a straightforward right to an abortion. It's the right to the freedom
even
of choice,
even to explore the different possibilities open to the person.
So that's the first thing. Secondly, most of these people, not all, but most of these people who make these proclamations are men who have never had a baby, will never be pregnant, and, you know, and it just is. And my viewpoint is very much, you don't have a right to an opinion if you've never been there. And I don't say that on many, you know, in many circumstances, but this is a very uniquely female thing. And it's misogyny, and it's against women's rights, and it's pure sexism, you know, this kind of judgment, because only women are going to suffer for it. And the truth is, you don't ban abortion, you ban safe abortion. Women will still go to backstreet clinics and have abortions. Women will die. Women will suffer serious consequences of having that done.
And prison sentences, presumably, for things like, there's some really, really worrying stuff, like if someone gets raped, they're still expected to
carry the baby.
If in the talk of if people have miscarriages, that they have to prove that they've they might have to prove that, in, or could in theory be asked to prove that they've not had an abortion instead of having a miscarriage.
I mean, that needs exploring. I think some of it is possibly the extremists kind of going,
Some of the southern states where there seems to be extremists. I mean, I've been to some of them.
Unfortunately, it is mostly the Christian far right that have these, bring up these.
See, I'd like to know more about that, because I can't help thinking, and certainly there are people that necessarily don't have. I've seen things where women have said, look, you have the right to be a Christian. I am absolutely not a Christian, so you can't quote the Bible at me and tell me how to live my life based on the Bible when I'm not a Christian. However, I do respect your right to live as such. And so there are women, of course, that she's highlighting that if they want, as Christian women, not to have abortions,
that's up to them. But it's very simple.
I think there's something more sinister than it just being a Christian thing.
It's pure misogyny. It's male.
But isn't it got anything to do with like ethnic minorities as well, and something doesn't that come into it in terms of, well, I don't know, because poor people, for example, probably need access to abortions more because we've not concentrated efforts on and plan. Ensuring people have contraception that they need and all the rest of it. And you highlighted this earlier, didn't you, when we were talking about it? And things like even jobs that look after them when they have to
go. They don't have maternity pay.
Yeah.
You get 2 weeks maternity leave in America. You know, over here we get 6 months. Oh, yeah, 6 months on full pay.
Yeah.
I had a year on full pay when I went on maternity leave. Mm. And then I took a 2-year career break and then I left. But that's a whole other discussion.
But we get decent rights in this country.
In America, they already don't get decent rights. And the irony of it is, these are the same people who probably will argue for the right to bear arms. So, you know, let's go and fight for the right.
We want more little leaguers so we can shoot them when they get older.
And what was the tweet I saw?
That wasn't what was said. I just...
It was something
that was the guy
line.
That was saying we'll have more little leaguers. And
middle class snobbery.
White as well, might say.
And white, might I say, yeah. But there was a quote on Twitter and it said, the unborn child has the right to be born in order to be massacred in our schools later in life, like, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's...
There's all sorts wrong with it. What do you think, if any, there will be... Would there be any implications for other minority other groups? So the worry now, from what I'm hearing, is that gay people are worried about.
Some bloke. Who was he? One of the judges.
Not just gay people. LGBTQ.
Yeah, one of the one of the judges in the case said this opens the door to start looking over previous laws, contraception laws. So you can't have an abortion, but you can't have contraception either. Excellent. Gay marriage, mixed race marriage. There was something else. Basically, but it's whether or not they get the backing, in that regard. But
well, there's talk of increasing
the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, increasing it to more people, and then they can get people on there that have got a bit of bloody common sense, and then maybe, I don't know. I mean, I wonder what Americans feel about it, and I know there's going to be massive divides, but that's your particular divide, and then we've got our own divides, haven't we? And I really wonder where this is all going. But anyway.
But it's very simple.
Yeah.
It's very simple. If you don't want to have an abortion, don't. If you don't want your partner to have an abortion, then don't have sex. And if you don't want somebody else to have an abortion, then mind your own bloody business.
There you go. We could end on that. We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.